It is a quiet and cool Wednesday across our area. For most of us, it has been a bright day. However, across the far north, we've seen some stubborn clouds that have kept things a bit on the gloomy side. Temperatures are running mainly in the 30s and 40s. We're basically near seasonable levels for late November, so it's not quite as cool as it has been over the past couple of days. And after a cold start, temperatures have made a nice recovery through the day. The most important thing is that travel conditions are looking good, at least in terms of weather conditions, across our area, across the Northeast, and really anywhere east of the Mississippi River, and those good weather conditions will continue through the night into the day tomorrow. We have an area of high pressure and control, and I will mention that this happens to be a particularly strong high, so if you do have a barometer at home, or many of us now have barometers on our smartphones, can actually check that out and you'll see a pretty high reading on the barometer as we work through the late day and nighttime hours. Though pressure levels will drop as that high does work its way off to the east, we'll keep things quiet tonight with partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. Now, across the far south, we'll see a southerly flow develop, and that will push in some low clouds and potentially a bit of drizzle, especially later tonight into the day tomorrow. But most of the rest of us will see partly cloudy to mainly clear skies with temperatures tonight in the 20s and 30s. And we look ahead to Thanksgiving Day with partly to mostly sunny skies across most of the area. The difference, though, will be across the south, where clouds will be a little bit tougher to break through the day, and a little bit of drizzle is possible. But again, for most of us, we're looking at dry and bright conditions for Thanksgiving, and it's going to be a milder day. Temperatures will be up near 50 degrees. On Friday, temperatures region-wide will be in the 50s. We'll see a front approach from the northwest Friday afternoon. That could set off a few showers, especially north and west of Albany. And that front will tend to weaken as it crosses the area Friday night into Saturday, with still a chance for at least a few showers. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and not as cool, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, not as cool, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of drizzle, with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, not as cool, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Region-wide on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of afternoon showers, especially north and west of Albany, mild with highs in the 50s. On Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of a shower, cooler with highs in the 30s north and in the 40s for the capital region on south. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.